Local improv company Happier Valley Comedy has a new addition to their comedy school lineup of classes for the fall. It is, wait for it, Family Improv. Family Improv is a six-week class held on Saturday afternoons beginning in September. It's geared for kids 8 to 12 and their adults who care for them. Family Improv gives families the opportunity to laugh with a loved one and bond over fun improvisation games and exercises. The Family Improv curriculum is guided by the principles of acceptance, mindfulness, quieting judgment of self and others, and strengthening communication, all while having just a blast playing together. Happier Valley Comedy is the heart of the improv comedy in the Pioneer Valley and offers a full curriculum improv school, regular improv, comedy shows, and the Through Laughter program for professional and personal development. Happier Valley Comedy was founded in 2015 by Pam Victor in her quest to make the Happy Valley happier, and it is a delight to welcome Pam Victor back to the program this morning. Pam, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm so grateful.
Very nice to have you on the program. So tell us how you got into the family improv business.
Well, we have our classes, and I've been running this school for 3 years. But 10 years ago, the first class I think I ever taught was family improv, because I don't know, what could be better than laughing with kids? I don't know, I think it's great. And it's something that's not done a lot, and I just think that everybody should get to be able to enjoy that. So that's why I started adding the class to our lineup of offerings.
Okay, so what is it? What do you do? And how does the family partake?
Yeah, you get to learn how to play improv games. So it's geared for kids 8 to 12, and then any adult they want can come take it with them. So I just got an email today from somebody who's like, oh, we have a niece, and she's almost 10 years old, and she's so much fun, and we'd love to take this with her. So you can take it with your niece, or I know somebody who just loves their next-door neighbor. She's like a grandma to them. So that's a great partnership. Or if you participate with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it would be a great thing to bring your little brother, little sister to. Grab the kids, grab your grandchild. It's so much fun to do. And you'll come to class, and our teacher, Kate Jobson, who's cute as a button, she teaches improv games. They're kind of like the games you'd seen on a show, like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yep.
But they're really easy to learn, accessible games that everybody can do and just have a ton of fun.
So give us an example. What would be a good family improv game?
Let's see. Well, there's one that's really popular called Gibberish Interpreter. So that's one where three people would sit in chairs in a line, and the person in the middle is the interpreter, and the people on the two either sides can only speak gibberish, and gibberish can sound like anything you want it to sound like. Mine always sounds slightly Swedish. For some reason, I have no idea why.
All right.
And so the people on either side, they can't understand each other, and the person in the middle has to translate back and forth for them. And I've been teaching improv to kids for a while, and that one just cracks them up so much. So that's one example of a game that they might play.
So let me ask a question, and I don't mean this to be divisive anyway. I'm curious. So how is this different than, say, a family getting together and playing a board game or like Scattergories or something?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first of all, it's a great excuse for the family to actually get together and play, because I don't know about you, but our other families out there, my family has a closet full of board games, and we don't always get around to playing them.
Yeah.
So for sure, this is it's a date on the calendar every single Sunday afternoon for 6 weeks that you know you're going to spend 90 minutes playing together. And the other thing is improvisation brings so much to the table. Like you said, you know, we're going to learn mindfulness. It's fantastic for developing communication skills. So improvisation, you're going on without a script, right? You don't know what the person's going to say. So you have to learn these techniques and strengthen these muscles on listening, not just to what the person's actually saying, but to like the nonverbal communication skills that you're getting. So that's fantastic for kids also. I mean, it's all about accepting ideas from others. So if somebody comes in with a suggestion of, you know, like, oh, look, I brought a puppy home in a scene like that, we practice saying, oh, great, we should name him Trident or something like that. And they're like, great, oh, he's called Trident. So that's all acceptance. Now, the human's natural tendency is say, oh, look, I brought a puppy home. We can't do puppies. I'm allergic, right? To shut the idea down. And that's just born from fear of the unknown. But improvisation strengthens the muscle to accept the reality that's being given to you and then to take the next step together. It's very much a team sport. So that's a little different than categories,
yes.
I think.
Well, it is. So Trident the dog, is that named after the spear, the missile, or the gum?
All three.
Okay.
Isn't it great?
All right.
Because he runs around. He's a missile of a dog.
I gotcha. Now, is this different? How is it fundamentally different than just dealing with kids or just dealing with parents when you put the two together?
Twice the fun. And it also, the cool thing is, I've had people come up to me and they're like, oh, my kid would love this, but I'm scared because improv scares me. And kids don't always haven't learned yet that to be scared of stuff like this. So it's a fantastic opportunity for the kids to feel empowered and the parents to come along for the ride. So from my experience, the kids do such a great job at this, and the parents are kind of get to learn from the kid, or at the very least, along with the child. And there's not a lot of opportunities that we get to do that, because often as parents, we're the ones telling kids what to do. In this situation, you get to learn something together with the kids on equal footing, if not even maybe the kids a little bit ahead of you.
So when you started all of this, was it with adults first or kids first?
When I started the Happier Valley Comedy School, it is just for adults. And this is our first class that we've taught that has kids in it. And for years, people are like, when are you going to do kids classes? When are you do kids classes? But we've been really, really busy with adult classes. We're registering 6 adult classes this semester alone. And from something that, you know, I basically run out of a room in my house, this school keeps growing so much. We teach from like day one. I teach the first 4 levels. And then we have about a dozen advanced improv classes. And now we have people who have gone through our school and are performing. So we're excited to add kids to the lineup also.
So for adults, and let's just talk about the origin story for a moment of why you wanted to start this and this idea of making the Happier Valley happy, or the Happy Valley happier, as I should say, of why that was necessary and what people ultimately get from the improv experience other than just having a good time.
Yeah, and that's kind of huge, isn't it, Joe, having a good time?
It is.
I mean, like, play is so important, and it's one of the last things that we make time for, or we even like have opportunities for as adults. I started Happier Valley Comedy because I love improv, and it sort of started out as a dare that I gave myself. I homeschooled my son for 10 years. He went off to college, and I knew it was time for me to work outside the home, and so I started the Can I Make a Living Doing What I Love experiment, which I thought saw if I could make a living through improvisation. And I started by teaching classes. And I started by teaching one class. And those folks wanted to continue, so I taught them another class. And then some other folks wanted to continue. And after at that point, 3 years ago, I pretty much thought I'd run through everybody in the Pioneer Valley interested in taking improv. I was wrong, as it turns out, luckily. For our last class, the first level one class, the last level one class that we just registered for, I think we have like 20-something people on the waiting list that have been waiting to get in for a while. So it's going pretty well. I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm just thrilled to be able to bring more joy and ease. What we do in improv is we create community. It's like I said, it's a team sport. My job as an improviser when I'm on stage is to make my scene partners look good. That's my main job. We learn how to support each other and to accept what the other person says and build on it. That forms beautiful community. And you take improv classes, you're going to meet a bunch of best friends that you never knew before. So cool.
When you think about this and we think of the improv and different, and you mentioned the shows earlier of Whose Line Is It Anyway and things like that that incorporate these time-honored games, we also think of comedians being a part of that, and I'm interested in you also said that some people come and that they're scared to do it. Is it because that they feel that they have to be funny? And also, so that brings up three questions in my mind. Why would that be concerning for people of being funny? And do people think that it's a gene that perhaps they don't have?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the simple answer is no. You do not have to be funny. And then the add-on to that is, I actually think you're funny already. I feel like I spend a lot of time with my students proving to them that they had everything they needed to be a great improviser the minute they walked in the door. My classes are extremely supportive and affirming to people that if they just be themselves, that's all they need to do. Because we call it your Eunus, Y-O-U-N-E-S-S. It's the thing that makes you you. And that, to me, is hilarious. And I don't teach a ton of the improv games like you'll see on Whose Line Is It Anyway in my adult classes. Those are short-form games. I teach some of them, but really we're preparing to do long-form improvisation, which are sort of more theatrical improvisation. And again, you don't have to be an actor to do it. All you have to do is be a human and willing to try. In fact, I'd say 80% of my students have zero interest in performing on stage and never thought they could ever do this. But yet, here they are. So is it a gene? Yeah, as long as you have chromosomes in your body, you can do improv.
To learn more about Family Improv, Happier Valley Comedy, and the Happier Family Comedy Show, you can visit happiervalley.com, happiervalley.com. Pam Victor, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.